Oh, good morning, boys and girls.
Good morning.
Good to see you. We're turning to John chapter 10 and the parable told there by the Lord Jesus and enlarged upon and expounded. This parable of the Good Shepherd is brimming full of wonderful gospel truths, gospel gems. And as we dip into it, because I'm not going verse by verse, but just picking out some great truths that are in it to draw to your attention. Now we're going to read from verse 6, please. And this parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not. They understood not. You know, boys and girls, and remember, the Lord Jesus was talking not to boys and girls, but he was talking to adults and very well educated adults who ought to have understood spiritual truths, but they understood not. Because men don't naturally understand the things of God. It's normal for men not to understand the things of God. That's where we start out in life, not understanding. You remember the story of one of the most famous young men in the scriptures, young lads in the scriptures, Samuel. Well, in the early days of Samuel, we're told he didn't know the Lord. He didn't know the Lord. He was living, I was going to say in the tabernacle, but probably very close to the tabernacle because he was given duties connected with the tabernacle. So he was living next door to the tabernacle, and yet he didn't know the Lord. The various duties that were given to him were all about the Lord and the worship of the Lord. But he didn't know the Lord. Boys and girls, I want to tell you this. This is the most important thing. This school was founded in order to promote knowledge. And you have textbooks in your school bag on all sorts of subjects. But do you know the most important knowledge that this school desires and prayers will be imparted to you is the knowledge of God. Your knowledge of mathematics, your knowledge of science, your knowledge of all the various branches of education will only take you so far. Might take you to the top of this world's affairs, but that's as far as it'll take you. It'll not take you to heaven. It'll not take you to heaven. Not save you from hell. And that's what the Lord Jesus was seeking to teach these people. The knowledge of God, but they didn't understand. Tell me, do you understand the gospel today? You've heard teacher after teacher, you've heard preacher after preacher, but do you understand the message of the gospel? Has it found a resting place in your heart? Is it beginning to grow? Well, that's important, boys and girls, and I challenge you at the very beginning of this assembly regarding your knowledge of God. This parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things they were which he spake unto them. That's an awful thing. I can't get away from this verse. It's an awful thing not to understand the Lord. It's almost as if he was speaking a foreign language. What's he talking about? It's an awful thing to be ignorant of the things of God. Then said Jesus unto them again. Well, they were ignorant of what it was he was saying. They couldn't understand him, but the Savior was determined to teach them. He was determined to impart to them a knowledge and an understanding of the truth. So he spake to them again. And that's how it is with you. That's how it is with you. The Lord has spoken to you again and again and again and again. Hasn't given up on you. That he might teach most important knowledge. Verily, verily, he says, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. I would say, and you know what it is to learn the alphabet. Boy, that's the very beginning of schooling, isn't it? A, B, C, D. I better go no further in case I get it wrong. It's the very beginning. You can't learn anything. You can't read. You can't understand anything until you learn the alphabet. And the Savior starts at the ABC of gospel truth here. He says, I say unto you, I am the door. I am the door. The way to heaven, I am the door. You've got to know the way into heaven before you progress anywhere. And the Lord Jesus is the door, boys and girls. He's the door. The world is full of people and they're looking this way and that way and the other way as to how to get to heaven. And they ignore the only door into heaven. In Noah's Ark, there was only one door. Only one. And I'm sure while he was building it, there were people who went round and round and round saying, I wonder where the door is. Doesn't seem to put a door in this ark. They missed the one door. And the world's full of people, and they're looking for the door to heaven, trying this way, that way, and the other way. But oh, don't you miss it today. The Savior begins then with the simplest of truths here. Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. He said it again, because it needs to be repeated. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. He's taking the matter a little further. That's what happens in school, doesn't it? Now, you'll hear today, in whatever class you're going into, a little more than you heard yesterday or the weeks or the years prior. Because in school, education is building, just like a house, layer upon layer upon layer. And the Savior's doing it here. He says, I'm the door. Then he repeats it, I'm the door. If any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. A little more information, building up the knowledge. Verse 10, the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. He's introducing himself. I am the good shepherd. Your lifetime will be made up of introducing yourself to people. You'll shake hands and you'll say, I am, and they'll give your name. The Lord Jesus does that here. I am the Good Shepherd. Now we want to take the matter a little further from where it was we left off all that long time ago before your midterm break. When we were speaking to you last, we strove to show you that the Lord Jesus stated clearly that he knew his sheep. Now get the picture. Sheep are sheep. When you look into a field, you just see sheep and they all look the same. And here, the Lord Jesus is talking about a lot of flocks of sheep, all brought together at night time and put into one huge big fold. And in the morning, the flocks are all mixed up. And if you were to come along and you were asked, well, here's Joe the shepherd, would you get his sheep out? You would have to say, which are his sheep? They all look the same. But Joe would know his sheep. And the Lord Jesus knows his sheep. And as he looks down on you today, some of you, he says, those are mine. They say that about you. Does he say today about you, she's mine, he's mine? Is it not a terrible thing if he should not say that about you? cry out on him, call out on him. Make me one of your sheep. Well, the Saviour goes on, and he tells us something else here. I'll read to you a couple of verses. Verse 4, and when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. Then look again, verse 14, I am the good shepherd, and know my sheep, and am known of mine. So, between the shepherd and his sheep, there is a knowing one of the other. The Lord Jesus knows his sheep, and his sheep know the Lord. You can easily discover today whether or not you belong to the Lord. Do you know him? Do you know him? Oh, you might know about him. You might know many of the things he has done, even some of the things he has said. You might know many of the names and titles that are given to him in the Bible. But do you know him? Do you know him? What a difference there is in knowing about someone and actually knowing that person. But the Saviour says here that my sheep know me. And we're going to think a little about that even this morning. You will see that he says here that he is known by his sheep. They know his voice. They know his voice. The flock of the shepherd would prick up their ears when they heard their shepherd's voice. All the other shepherds could have shouted and called, but the sheep that belonged to this shepherd would have paid no heed. But as soon as this shepherd spoke, the ears were up, because they know his voice. But if you're not belonging to the flock of God, you don't prick up your ears at the voice of Christ. You might even be in services and you're bored stiff. Other people in the service are intrigued and are listening carefully and taking in every word because they know the voice of Christ. But because you don't know him, you're not interested. Let me show you how men have reacted to the voice of the Lord almost from the dawn of time. If you turn in your Bibles way back, book of Genesis, the first book in the Bible, and it's the chapter 3. Genesis chapter 3, and Adam and Eve have done wrong, disobeyed the Lord, did that which he said they shouldn't do. They've eaten of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Then what happened? Well, they knew they'd done wrong. And in the evening time of that day, we read in verse 8, and they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. Now let's just stop for a wee minute. How does a voice walk? How does a voice walk? A person walks, but how does a voice walk? Well, the explanation is very easy. The person here is called the voice of the Lord. It is a person who's walking in the garden, in the cool of the evening. And that person's name, one of the names, the voice of the Lord. The Lord Jesus. He is the voice of the Lord. He is the voice of the Lord. If God wants to say anything to you, he uses his voice the way you do. And his voice is the Lord Jesus. The Lord Jesus is the Word of God. He brings to us God's message. And it's the Saviour here who is walking in the garden in the cool of the evening as he had done. For he met with Adam and Eve at that time of the day. That time of the day. But this time, as he comes, we read, and Adam and his wife, verse 8, Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. They didn't like the sound of the voice. They ran away. Now, previously they would have rejoiced. I can see Eve calling to Adam, Adam! Adam, the Lord's coming! You hear his voice? And they'd have run out to meet him, but not now. Because sin had entered. Sin was in their heart. And they're hiding from the voice of the Lord. And that's still the same today. Those who are not the sheep of the Lord don't know his voice. That's why it's hard to get people to come to the gospel meetings. Don't want to come. They don't want to hear the voice of the Lord. That's why sometimes you find it hard when mum or dad says it's time for the meeting. I wish it was staying at home. Is that how it is? That only means one thing. You don't like the sound of the shepherd's voice. Because you're not one of his sheep. You're not one of his sheep. Oh, I ask you today to give thought to this. And be alarmed. Be alarmed that you don't love the voice of Christ. Be alarmed because he's the door. He's the only way to heaven. And if we don't love his voice, that means we're not going there. We're not going to heaven. Do give heed to this today. Make sure that you are not in the state that Adam and Eve were in when they ran away from the voice. They hid themselves. Now that was silly, really, wasn't it? How can you hide from God? Do you think getting in behind a tree will hide you from God? No. I often remember when playing with little children, playing little games of hide and seek, off they would run to hide. And they'd get their head into a corner and their rear end was sticking out and they thought because their head was in the corner and they couldn't see you that you couldn't see them. Now you might have seen something of that. That's about as sensible and as wise as trying to hide from God. No matter where you go, God can see you. You might try to run away from the voice of the Lord. But he can see you. He knows where you are. Give heed to this today then. Just ask yourself the question. Do I hear? Do I understand? Do I love the voice of the Lord? Let's bow in prayer. Oh God, please apply this simple truth to the hearts of boys and girls today. Please, may they begin to inquire about their relationship with God. May they begin to ask, do I know the Lord? And Lord, may they begin to long after such a knowledge. Bless your word then, Lord. Oh, may a picture have been painted very brightly upon their minds today. Bless our school. You know the need of this little institution, the needs of its teachers, the needs of mothers and fathers, of the children here, and indeed all of our schools. Lord, we commit them to thee and pray for your blessing, for Jesus' sake. Amen.